not the real hero. Friday, August 22nd, 2025. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon and is based on a previously broadcast sermon by Reverend Dr. Ozzie Hoffman, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour. The text is Judges chapter 6, verse 14. And the Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" The Bible gives us a picture of God, one we can understand. He's a God of love in action. The scripture does not dress up its human characters either. They're real people, just like you and me, full of foibles and fears, always looking for a way out of doing things if they can find it. Today's story is about Gideon, the farmer turned general of Judges chapters 6 through 8. The children of Israel, having deserted their God, have been delivered into the hand of Midian for 7 years. Each year, raiding Midianites and Amalekites would camp against them, devouring their produce and laying waste to their land. About this time, an angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." To this, Gideon promptly replied, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." The divine irony of this statement was never more clear to anyone than it was to this Hebrew farmer. All of his brothers had been killed in valiant attempts to throw off the Midianite yoke. Now all that was left was a collection of the crushed and the cowardly, of whom Gideon himself was a first-class example. God, however, had other plans for Gideon. "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." Gideon and his men went on to destroy the altar of Baal and the Asherah pole. With a band of 300 dedicated men, Gideon routed a much larger force of Midianites, Amalekites, and others. This is not to say that Gideon didn't balk along the way. He needed signs, directions, and courage, and God provided these in abundance. So, Gideon spearheaded Israel's victory, but as is the way with self-centered man, sooner or later, pride raises its head. From the spoils, Gideon had an ephod fashioned, a kind of object to worship. And so Israel, true to form, did just that, worshiped it. Gideon made an ephod, put it in his city in Ophrah, and all Israel whored after it there. And it became a snare to Gideon and to his family. Sadly, Gideon forgot who the real hero was, and so did the people. When will we learn to give God all the glory and depend on Him for His grace and kindness? It's not easy. It goes against our grain, since we're always putting ourselves front and center. But we have an example far greater than Gideon, don't we? Jesus, God's only Son. He waged a war we could never win against sin, death, and the devil. God, through Jesus, disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. This victory is available to each of us. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. If there is anything heroic in life, it is to live by faith. This takes real valor, the kind God supplies to abundance in His Son. As Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 10, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." We pray. Heavenly Father, give us hearts of courage to live boldly for You. In Jesus' name, amen.